ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। अन्नं चराणाम् आचराम् या पदः पादचारिणाम् अहस्ताहस्तयुक्तानाम् द्विपदां च चतुष्पदां अन्नं चराणाम् आचरा या पदः पादचारिणाम् अहस्ताहस्तयुक्तानाम् द्विपदां च चतुष्पदां अन्नं चराणाम् आचरा या पदा पादचारिणाम् अहस्ताहस्तयुक्तानाम् द्विपदां च चतुष्पदा।
What meaning? Annam, food. Charanam, of those that move on wings. Achara, the non-moving. Fruits and flowers. He, indeed. Apada, the living entities. Without legs, like the grass. Padacharinam, of the animals who move on legs, like the cows and buffalo. Ahasta, animals without hands. Hastayuktanam, of the animals with hands. Like the tigers, dvipadanam, of human beings who have two legs,
cha and chatuspada, the four-legged animals like the deer. Translation. By nature's arrangement, fruits and flowers are considered the food of insects and birds. Grass and other legless living entities are meant to be the food of four-legged animals like cows and buffalo. Animals that cannot use their front legs as hands are meant to be the food of animals like tigers, which have claws, and four-legged animals like deer and goats, as well as food grains, are meant to be the food of human beings. Purport. By nature's law, or the arrangement of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one kind of living entity is eatable by other living entities, as mentioned herein. Dvipadam cha chatuspada. The four-legged animals, chatuspada, as well as food grains, are eatables for human beings. Dvipadam. These four-legged animals are those such as deer and goats, not cows, which are meant to be protected. Generally, the men of the higher class of society, the Brahmanas, Kshatriyas and Vaisyas, do not eat meat. Sometimes, Kshatriyas go to the forest to kill animals, like deer, because they have to learn the art of killing. And sometimes they eat the animals also. Sudras too eat animals such as goats, cows. Cows, however, are never meant to be killed or eaten by human beings. In every Shastra, cow killing is vehemently condemned. Indeed, one who kills a cow must suffer for as many years as there are hairs on the body of a cow. Manu Samhita says, Pravritti resha bhutana nivrittistu mahaphalam. We have many tendencies in this material world, but in human life, one is meant to learn how to curb those tendencies. Those who desire to eat meat may satisfy the demands of their tongues by eating lower animals, but they should never kill cows, who are actually accepted as the mothers of human society because they supply milk. The Shastra especially recommends Krishi Goraksha. The Vaisya section of human should arrange for the food of the entire society through agricultural activities and should give full protection to the cows, which are the most useful animals because they supply milk to human society. Hare Krishna. ओम अज्ञान तिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजना शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः. नमो ओम विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रतिष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने. नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशधारिणे. नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरत्विषे नमः.
हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीन बंधु जगतपति गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी कृष्णभानु सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिय वांछा कल्पतरोर्भस्य कृपा सिंधु भेवच पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्री भाषादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण। आई एम वेरी हैप्पी एंड बीइंग फीलिंग बीइंग ऑनर्ड टू have opportunity to serve the devotees by giving Srimad Bhagavatam class today. In fact, I joined ISKCON in this temple only first in 1994, and from here I moved to Mayapur, later on Calcutta. So I feel homely when I come to this temple because this was my first temple I joined in ISKCON. Okay, so today this section of Bhagavatam, Prachitas, being ordered by the father, Pachin Barish, they went to perform austerity tapasya, and at the end of the tapasya they came out from the water. They were ordered to create the progeny, and they were ordered to rule the earth planet. And when they came out from the water, they saw there is no place for human to reside, because the entire surface was covered by very huge tall trees. So no place for human inhabitant. So this Prachetas, when they saw the trees have completely covered the surface, not left any place for human beings, so they were very angry. And out of anger, they produced fire from the mouth, and they started burning entire earth planet, all the trees. So we can learn one lesson from here, that if you perform austerity, tapasya, and if it is not meant to please Krishna, and even we do as sake of bhakti only, but if we do tapasya, even in the bhakti, which is like beyond our capacity, then the anger will come. Anger comes from tapasya. That is one of the principles. So, Prachitas become very angry. This was a result of their austerity. And they burned entire surface. A moon god, who is considered the deity in charge of all the trees and plants, is the father of the trees. So moon god appeared on earth to pacify Prachetas. Prabhupada makes one comment that if moon god was the in charge of trees, how is it possible that in moon planet there is no trees? For example, if you are in charge of Mahaprasadam, is it possible that you don't have Mahaprasadam to eat for you? It is unbelievable. So Prabhupada made comment that there must be trees on the moon planet. You see, moon god is in charge of the trees. So the scientist who landed in moon planet, they said there is no trees on the moon planet. So it seems their datas are incorrect. Whether they have reached or not, that is questionable, but datas are not correct. Then moon god appeared. He started pacifying these prachitas by this instruction. This verse which we are today discussing, Jai Sri Radha Rasbari Ji Ki Jai, Godhitai Ki Jai, Sitaram Lakshman Mahan Ji Ki Jai, Sri Prabhupada Ki Jai. Moon god personally came down and started pacifying these prachitas. And he is giving very nice instructions. We see here that even in the case of like Dhruva Maharaj, who became very angry on Yakshas, and then Manu appeared to pacify Dhruva Maharaj. So the Manu's instruction to pacify Dhruva Maharaj, and here moon god instructing prachitas to pacify prachitas, quite similar. Means the presentation is quite similar. Both of them we see in the beginning, they are not directly condemning or criticizing. In beginning they are just explaining that you are the Prajapati. Prajapati means you are the protector of Praja, citizens. And the trees are also citizens. Only human beings are not citizens. According to scripture, all the living entity who takes birth are Praja. So you are Prajapati, you are supposed to protect the tree. Instead you are just killing the Praja. So it is not befitting you. Vivardhayishavo yuyam prajanam pataya smrita. You supposed to vivardhayishva. Means vivardhayishva means you supposed to increase the Praja, not decrease the Praja. You supposed to protect, not to kill. And this trees are meant for the food. Trees, plants, vegetables are food for all other living entities. For example, insects and birds, they depend on tree. Four-legged animals depend on tree. But then even two-legged animals, they depend on trees. All other living entities are depending on trees for their food. So you should not kill. God has created trees to give food to all living entities. One another significant point Srila Prabhupada made in this purport, which is contradictory to modern scientists. The modern scientists believe that rain falls due to tree, and Prabhupada speaks just opposite. Prabhupada says it is not the trees which cause the rain. Otherwise, prachitas would not burn the tree. So Prabhupada also mentioned the purport, one of the purport, that it's the duty of the kings to kill, to clear the big jungles and make place suitable for humans, humans residence. They should make place so humans can reside there properly. That is the duty of the king, Prabhupada says, to clear big jungles
and make the land for agriculture. Make the land appropriate for agriculture. So only big jungles and trees will not help. But agriculture and crop protection should be supported. So in today's verse, which is very little controversial, in this purport, which is mentioned here that trees and plants are food for insects and birds. And non-moving living entities are food for four-legged animals, and four-legged animals are food for human beings. This is controversial. And cows also are four legs. So how come they are food of animals, human beings? So Prabhupada says that these four-legged animals here means deer and goats, not the cow. But the sloka says chatuspada, four-legged animals. It doesn't say goats, deer, and not the cow. So it's little controversial, and we have to resolve the controversy. Again, Prabhupada says that some human beings, especially kshatriyas, they need to kill animals in the forest. Even sometimes they eat, Prabhupada says. Sudras can also. But lower class animals, goats and deer, not the cow. Actually, in fact, cows and bulls are also, in a way, food for human beings. How? The cow produces milk. So they are providing food for human beings. And cows are serving human beings only. And bulls also used in agriculture. They are also providing food. So accordingly that the four-legged animals, all of them are serving human beings. Even cows and bulls. So because cows provide milk, they are considered mother, and bull, they are used in agriculture, they are considered father. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had conversation with Chand Kazi, you know that Chand Kazi was king of one small province in Bengal, and he was creating trouble in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan movement. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had big first non-cooperation movement, Morcha, big. And they started from Mayapur and they went to Chand Kazi's house, which is Baman Pukul, in number hundreds and thousands of people with masal in their hand, torchlight. And they went to Chand Kazi's house, they broke gardens and trees and damaged many things. And Chand Kazi was hiding inside the room, and Mahaprabhu called him, and they had meeting. In that meeting, Chand Kazi admitted many things. And in that conversation, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Chand Kazi, "Why do you kill cow?" He was Muslim. So Mahaprabhu questioned him, "Why do you kill cow?" And Chand Kazi said that it is not only me, even Hindus, their scripture also prescribe, "Go me the yagya,
they also kill cow. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, no, no. He clarified that Gomedha Yajna is prohibited in Kali Yuga. It was for other Yuga. The five things are prohibited in Kali Yuga. Aswamedham, Gavalambam, Sannyasam, Palapetrikam, Devarena, Sutotpatti, Kalopancha, Vivarche. The five things are prohibited. Aswamedha Yajna, Gomedha Yajna, all these five things. Palapetrikam is offering Shraddha, meat in the Shraddha, and Devarena, Sutotpatti, all these are prohibition. After the lecture, you can ask questions. So, then, again, Chandkaji said, later on, Mahaprabhu said, see, cows are our mother, and bull is our father. So, how can we kill our father and mother? Then Chandkaji accepted, and he said, you are true, you are correct. Even in our Islam, even in Quran, there is mention of not to kill cow and bulls. But these people, they don't read, they don't understand, and they don't follow. Then Chandkaji gave words to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then henceforward, me and our community, that local community, will never kill cow. And we will not also object the Sankirtan movement. We will let it go without any hindrance. So thus, there is some discussion about cow killing in Chaitanya Lila. Prabhupada said, those who desire to eat meat may satisfy the demands of their tongues by eating lower animals, but they should never kill cows. This first, I heard many times, first time I was found in Prabhupada purport, that if one kills a cow, he has to suffer as many years as the hairs on the body of a cow. How many hairs are there on the body of a cow? That many years one has to suffer in hell, narak, by killing a cow. So, to satisfy the tendencies of human beings of eating meat, there is prescription in the scripture. One can eat meat by killing lower class animals, not the cow. Because cows are very, very important animal for human civilization. Cow is representing Vedic civilization, Sanatan Dharma. How? Because from cow comes milk. From milk we can make ghee, and ghee is offered in yajna. So without ghee we cannot have yajna. To have ghee one has to have cow. So cow is representing whole Vedic civilization. Also it is said that all the demigods resides in the body of cow. Just by touching cow, one gets purified. Even in the tail of cow, Lakshmi Devi personally resides the end of the tails. And Brahma, Vishnu, Shiva resides on the forehead of cow. If one just pets the cow with hand, one gets lot of punya karma just by touching the cow. So there is so much lot of glories of cow in the scripture. Cow and demigods, devata, godvija and godvija sura, three demigods, brahmanas and cow. The three things are very important in Vedic civilization. So when the other foreigner, they came to India, they found that if we kill cow, somehow that we increase the cow killing, then we can destroy the Indian culture and Vedic civilization. In Bhagavatam, many times mentioned, especially a demon, I just forgot one demon, he says, first you kill the cow. If you want to displease Lord Vishnu, if you want to give pain to Lord Vishnu, you give pain to cows and brahmanas. One demon says, I forgot who. So you give pain to brahmanas and cow, automatic Vishnu will be killed. So Vishnu is totally dependent on this brahmanas and cow. So he is not, we are not able to capture Vishnu, to just kill brahmanas and cow. So that means, they are so dear to Lord Vishnu, the cows and brahmanas. So these invaders, they came to India, they also realized that if we kill cow, then we can just destroy the Indian culture. Previously, it was not so open, cow killing. But nowadays, actually you are in Bombay, but in Calcutta, if you cannot see, it's unbearable, intolerable, to see how they kill the cow. Actually, if you go to Calcutta, you will be shocked to see. On the open road, hundreds of cows are taken. Open. Nobody protests. Nobody, even there is law, Supreme Court, High Court law, that cows should not be beaten in open market, open road. Still, in front of the police only, they go take cow beating. That is their tradition. They go beating the cow, they take up. All the cows they bring out, while taking the cow, they just beat non-stop. And harass. Finally they kill. So, this is how they do actually. It is very, if you go there, especially on Eid, all the roads, cows being taken. But sometimes devotee asks question, that why God allows, why Krishna is allowing such a abominable, such a painful, torturing activity? Why Krishna allowing? This is the common question devotee asks. Why Krishna allowing such activities? I have no answer directly to this question. But what we understand from our philosophy, that we have given minute independence. In that minute independence, we can utilize properly or misutilize. So God never interferes in our independence. So He allows what we do. And then we have to face the reactions of what we do. So even when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was present on this earth, that time there was also cow killing. Supreme Lord Himself. And He had to tell Chand Kaji, don't kill. So even great devotees, Prabhupada, He was present on the earth and there was also cow killing. So, it is there all along, during, even for long, long time. And sometimes devotees get so agitated, we get so agitated, and seeing cow killing. We sometimes feel to do something, but we are not advised to directly, violently respond to that activity. Rather, we have to change the consciousness of people. Because even you forcibly you may stop cow killing, if they want to eat, then cow killing will be there. So if eating tendencies are there, then killing will be there.
So many times people ask, especially in, that you are Hindu, why don't you stop cow killing? ISKCON is doing for cow? There is question. So we said ISKCON is changing the consciousness of people. Those who have joined ISKCON, they never even dream about cow killing. So if we change their consciousness, they will never, what to speak of cow, they don't kill any animals, any entities. So our process is to change the consciousness of the people. So if we change the consciousness, that will actually, in that way we can stop cow killing. It will be possible to stop. This ghadi in the behind is correct? Okay, so I'll stop here, so keep some time for question answer. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Okay. His question is that eating cow is sinful, but I have tendency to eat meat. So can I eat all other animals other than cow? That is the question. In this purport, the Sudras, there are four class of human society. The lower class of human society, they are allowed to eat meat. But if you want to progress in spiritual life, then you have to refrain from eating meat. All type of meat. If you want to advance, because the meat is a food in mode of ignorance. Tamasic. And if you want to realize God, you need to be sattvic, goodness. So if you are connected to God, you can follow the instruction of God. God do not want you to kill or eat meat. So we can, if we love God, then we, so that is not proper love.
No, understand my problem, no? Like, God is with me every second. He is now with me also. He guides me. I wanted to just brush past, but this question was troubling me for the last so many days. And see the grace of God. You're sitting in front of me and you're answering my question. But I still innocently want to ask you, I love meat. Whenever I go to a restaurant, I order beef is buffalo. So I said, okay, cow is not allowed, I'll eat buffalo. Pork is pig, I'll eat. It's not cow, I'll eat. So I keep on eating and enjoying food. And I feel, I'll tell you very, very honestly, I feel as if God is also enjoying with me. Through my tongue, God is enjoying meat.
This is
my problem, no? Innocently, I'm asking you.
So God is there in every living entity's heart. You, me, everybody is there with us. We may remember, we may forget Him. So if you remembering Him is good. Prabhupada says mosquito may sit on my body. Let me finish. It's like when mosquito eat on sit on a body or my body, apparently he is associating with me, but is sucking my blood. So
when we love God, so all the animals are also sons of God. They are sons of God. So you don't know how the meat has been prepared behind the curtain. How the animals being tortured, screaming and crying by being killed. If you see by your own eyes, you will never ever dare to eat. So when you see that they are being killed and that cruelty which is being used. So okay. So my simple, I'll just simple suggestion. You can accept it or not. It's up to you. That if you love God, don't eat meat. You don't. But all right, we can talk personally also after the class. Yes. Any other question?
Hare Krishna. Regarding this cow meat, Prabhupada also said that if there is no food grain is available and scarcity of foods, that time you can kill cow. And even if you are so much fond of eating cow meat, then let the cow get natural death and after that you can consume. But otherwise, no, like cow eating should
very
be
good.
Prohibited.
Thank Hare you Krishna. For very good found suggestion.
And meat itself, the spelling meat means me eat. Meat means me eat.
Me eat. So mamsa.
Mans.
Same.
That's also Hare Krishna.
Mamsa khadati iti mamsa. Any other comment? Question? Suggestion? Yes, Prabhu. Can give mic to Prabhu.
We don't encourage eating of meat, Hare Krishna. But suppose nothing is available to sustain, then is meat eating permitted? Because there is no other thing to eat and you have to save life.
Yeah, that is what Prabhu just made point. That nothing is available to survive, Prabhupada said, in that circumstance one can eat. Yes. Who has question? Who raised then? Yes, sir. Give.
Hare Krishna. Prabhuji, aapne bataya ki आपने बताया कि जो भक्त लोग हैं पूछते हैं कि इतने हत्याएं हो रही है गायों का फिर भी भगवान क्यों नहीं रोकते हैं तो विष्णु पुराण के माध्यम से मैं बता रहा हूं उसमें ऐसा बताया गया है कि भगवान जो है किसी के प्रारब्ध को चेंज नहीं करते हैं और उसके जो स्वतंत्र किए हैं भगवान उसको स्वतंत्रता दिए हैं उसमें हस्तक्षेप नहीं करते हैं तो इसलिए उसको जो है रोकते नहीं है
विष्णु पुराण में लिखा हुआ है
हाँ ऐसा है वरना
स्पेशली गाय के लिए लिखा है कि इन जनरल लिखा
जनरल लिखा गया है कि भगवान किसी के प्रारब्ध को चेंज नहीं करते हैं और उसके कर्म में हस्तक्षेप नहीं करते हैं जो स्वतंत्रता प्राप्त प्राप्त
इसलिए गाय नहीं हाँ ठीक थैंक यू गुड सजेशन
What do you think? If nothing is available to eat, we can eat meat. But don't you think it is better to give up the life than eat meat?
Prabhupada said that one can... because there is now consideration of species. Human species and animal species. Human species is more important than animal species. In human life, one can realize God. Animal cannot realize God. So human life is more important, to survive human is more important than animals. So if humans are going to die, instead let animals die. That is what understanding that. Because human can realize God. They got this life to realize God. Animals won.
Prabhu, after becoming devotee of Krishna, I would rather give up my life than eat.
Very good. This is just saying what Prabhupada said. Otherwise,
Hare Krishna, thank you. I think Prabhupada said that we could eat meat. Like he gave the example, if we went to Alaska and there was nothing to eat, no vegetables to eat. So Prabhupada said, then you can eat some meat, if it's a question. But he meant it in the context of our preaching. if our it's in the context of devotional service. He didn't say that it's from my maybe faulty memory, but he didn't say that we should eat meat for the purpose of surviving to have sense gratification. Only for the purpose that we can carry on our seva. That was my understanding, at least at the time. And when you think to yourself that one would fast from eating any flesh if one were not a devotee for the purpose of satisfying the Supreme Lord, then that is seva. That fasting is seva. So it will take you to a better position. Now anyway, I just want to clarify, it's in the context of of our seva that he said that.
Very good. Prabhu is comment.
Hare Krishna. Just repeating as per Prabhu's word, cow is our mother and bull is father. So if somebody not getting food, and can he kill his father and mother? For the purpose of food, no one can kill father and mother if he's a human being. If he's an animal, then he can do.
No human being can kill their father and mother if they are human beings. Correct. We have not seen any. We see only in far, like South Africa, there is jungle, and some very low class human beings, they kill their parents. But generally, civilized human being will not kill.
Hare Krishna. Prabhuji, ek tipni hai. Shastra mein kaha gaya hai ki jivasya jivanam. Ek jiv dusre jiv ka jivan hai. Lekin, jo jisko khane ke liye bana hai, wahi khata hai. और इसमें अगर हम मानव के लिए देखें तो मानव के लिए मांस नहीं बना है.
करेक्ट.
और इस चीज को वैज्ञानिक भी प्रूफ करते हैं कि जो मानव जाति का जो मानव है उसका आंत जो है एक घुमावदार बना हुआ है.
हाँ.
लेकिन जो मांस खाने वाले जीव हैं उनका सीधा है.
हुँ.
तो उनके लिए मांस बना है और मनुष्य के लिए जो है शाकाहारी साग सब्जी ये सब खाने के लिए बना है. तो इसके हिसाब से हम लोग नहीं खा सकते हैं.
हाँ, बहुत सारे ऐसे कुछ है. दांत, हमारे दांत भी अलग प्रकार के बने हुए हैं. बहुत कुछ. एक एसिड होता है जो मांस हजम करने के लिए क्षरण होता है अंदर से, जो मानव में नहीं है, पशु में होता है. ज्यादा नहीं है मानव में.
हरे कृष्ण. वन कॉमेंट प्रभु जी. Yesterday I heard a lecture of Srila Prabhupada. This lecture was given by Srila Prabhupada in 1971 in Los Angeles. So there Srila Prabhupada said, those who are meat eaters, either cow meat or goat, any kinds of meat, so they are out of civilization and they are malicious. It is said by Srila Prabhupada and I heard it yesterday.
So, any question? A comment? The meat eaters are not non-civilized. And this Prabhupada said, Sudras eat meat. Sudras are part of civilization.
कितना बाहर लोग जो आते हैं, बाहर लोग जो अमेरिका लंदन जो बाहर लोग आते हैं सब, और प्रभुपाद इसको सब भक्त बनाया था, ये कौन सब शूद्र ना ब्राह्मण ना क्षत्रिय, ये क्या है सब? और ये तो मछली खाते अंडी खाते और
ब्राह्मण
मटन भी खाते हैं ऐसे सब, और मंदिर जब आते हरे कृष्ण ऐसे बोलते फिर जाके खाते, ऐसे इसी क्या करना पड़ेगा?
समझाने में देखिए, जो प्रभुपाद ने जिनको भक्त बनाया वो सब ब्राह्मण है, शूद्र नहीं है। एक बार कोई भक्ति में आ जाता है वो ब्राह्मण बन जाते हैं। वैष्णव जो है वो ब्राह्मण के ऊपर है ना? वैष्णव का प्रीवियस लाइफ को कंसीडर नहीं करना चाहिए, प्रीवियस लाइफ को विचार करना एक चार प्रकार के वैष्णव अपराध में एक प्रकार का अपराध है। तो पहले वैष्णव क्या था यह हमें नहीं सोचना चाहिए। अभी वो हरे कृष्ण का जो अहो बता स्वपचो अतो गरियान यद जीवाग्रे वर्तते नाम तुभ्यम ते पुष्ट तपस्ते जुहु शस्तुरार्य ब्रह्मानुचुर नाम गृणंति येते। भगवान कहते कि वो कितने महान है जिनकी जीभ के ऊपर भगवान का नाम का कीर्तन होता है, वो अगर चंडाल कुल में भी जन्म लिया है तो भी ये मानना चाहिए कि उन्होंने सारी तपस्या की है, सब प्रकार के यज्ञ किए हैं, सब तीर्थों में स्नान किया है, सब वैदिक शास्त्रों का उनका अध्ययन हो चुका है। अगर कोई भगवान का नाम का जप करा है तो दृष्टि स्वभाव जनिते वपुषश्च दोषे न प्राकृतत्वम यह भक्त जनस्य पश्य गंगाम वशाम न खलु बुद्बुद फेन पंके ब्रह्म द्रौतम अपगछति निरधर्म है। तो भौतिक भक्तों का शरीर का विचार नहीं करना चाहिए, उनका भक्ति का विचार करना चाहिए। तो आपका प्रश्न उनको समझ में नहीं आया लेकिन मैं आपको जस्ट उत्तर दिया। ठीक है क्या आपका प्रश्न? ठीक है, हरे कृष्ण।
हरे कृष्णा प्रभु जी। प्रभु जी इस्कॉन के माध्यम से हम लोगों की मेंटेलिटी चेंज कर रहे हैं कि गायों की हत्या ना,
चेतना जनकना।
तो मेरा एक सजेशन है कि इस्कॉन की जितने भी टेंपल हैं, हर टेंपल में तो नहीं हो सकता बट जो बड़े बड़े टेंपल हैं जैसे यहाँ मुंबई में है तो यहाँ पर सर प्रभु जी गौशाला होनी चाहिए कि हर गायों को तो सुरक्षा हम लोग नहीं कर सकते हैं पर
वेरी गुड, आपका सजेशन अच्छा है। ये आप नहीं सोच रहे, हमारे सब जेबीसी भी सोच रहे हैं भाई, और ऑलरेडी इस मंदिर में भी एक गौशाला का रिलेशन है। हम लोग सिटी में तो गाय रखना अलाउ नहीं है, सिटी के बाहर हम लोग गौशाला खोल के ये मंदिर उस गौशाला को मेंटेन कर सकते हैं।
हम लोग
ऐसे है
दूध से बने बहुत से चीज यूज करते हैं तो दूध हम खुद ले लेंगे।
हाँ, वृंदावन में इस्कॉन के मंदिर में गौशाला है, मायापुर में गौशाला है, सब बड़े बड़े मंदिर का इस्कॉन का अभी धीरे धीरे गौशाला हो रहा है।
हरे कृष्णा।
हरे कृष्णा। श्रीमद् भागवतम की प्रभुपाद की निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे। हरे हरे बोल।